Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
This Snip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 30th of March, 2015. The title, Stop Doing Maintenance. A number of years ago, I was hired as a project manager to perform a number of capital maintenance projects on an old coal-fired boiler facility at a certain mill. The effort was expected to last a year and represented an expenditure in the low seven figures. I took a look at the facility and said it shouldn't be done. Instead, I recommended the money be put towards installing a natural gas package boiler, even though that was going to require extending a gas line several miles. By the way, this is before natural gas had reached its current low prices. Yet anyway I figured it, the payout was fantastic. I worked at my own expense to try to convince management to change paths and fire me, at least for the original purpose for which I was hired, to no avail. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing maintenance on an existing asset that we cannot see that there is a better way. Sometimes we are trapped by the accountants and finance department. The old assets are still on the books at a ridiculously elevated value, and cash is too tight to do things right. Nevertheless, you need to raise a stink. In another old mill I worked at in 30 years or so ago, we still had motor generator sets as our, quote, state-of-the-art, end quote, DC drive. These were controlled by cabinets full of vacuum tubes. Every shutdown was a thrill, and electricians walked around with cases of these old tubes, several of which had to be replaced on every shutdown, in order to get these creaky old machines to start up once again. At the same time, the CEO of this company rejected a batch of new wooden file cabinets purchased for his floor and headquarters because the grain in the wood on the face of the cabinets did not line up from one cabinet to the next. Priorities seem to be a bit out of alignment, wouldn't you agree?
Today's Nip Impressions column is also brought to you by our Maintenance Month Silver sponsors, which include Conmark Systems Incorporated. Conmark provides continuous improvement solutions for your mill operations. Visit them at www.conmark.com. And Fulton Systems. Their designs are built on proven methods and technology. You can find them online at www.fultonsystems.com.
We have many ancient equipment installations on which we should stop doing maintenance. Agitators in far-off wastewater treatment ponds are one of my favorites. Managers never go out there, so the hourly maintenance people are doomed to keep replacing the impellers and drive systems on the same old agitators. There have been so many improvements in this area that the payoff on replacing agitators is often in weeks when someone finally gets around to doing something about it. There are few distinct pieces of equipment that are worth keeping past 20 years of age. Let me clarify by example, however. You may have a winder whose frame, bedrolls, and so forth are in great shape, even though it is 40 years old. But what about the drive? What about the controls? What about the slitter section? All of these items can be replaced on their own, resulting in more uptime, less manual work, and in the case of a slitter section, safer, faster, and more accurate changes. It should be a straightforward cost-benefit calculation to determine when replacement makes sense. Back to the old mill with the vacuum tubes. The powerhouse was obsolete by 1970 and the paper machines by 1980. They were manufactured in a grade that is still viable today. However, the old mill finally got in a real catch-22 situation. If you considered replacing the powerhouse, you had to realize you were putting a state-of-the-art powerhouse next to the obsolete paper machines. If you consider replacing the paper machines, the opposite was true. Finally, the old place was closed and demolished. This happens to all mills at some time, and maybe this one was taken as far as it could go. However, one has to wonder if things would have turned out differently if replacements had been timely. What do you think? Are you working in a state-of-the-art mill or a museum? You can take our quiz this week to express your opinion. For safety this week, I don't have to tell you what obsolete equipment does for overall safety. Or do I? It is a subtractive experience. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.